But the Predators win last night, 4-0, their first win of the year over the Boston Bruins. And the guy that got the scoring started, Ryan O'Reilly, joins us now on the program. Ryan, congrats on the win. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. I know that had to feel good. Not only do you guys go out and get the win, but you help get your goalie the shutout.
Yeah, gosh, that was, that definitely puts a little icing on the cake. But, yeah, obviously it's been a tough start. You know, nothing what we planned, but it's been good for us. You know, it's not going to be easy. It was, it's going to be a challenge. And I thought our intensity last game was awesome. And obviously Saros was amazing, made some huge saves. But that was a big win for us to kind of, take a breath and kind of settle in here because it was getting pretty frustrating.
Well, in watching the game last night, you used that phrase settle in. It did feel that you guys just, you hear the phrase gripping the stick too tight a little bit, that wasn't happening. You kind of went in, you played your game, everybody did what they were supposed to do. And look, that third period, I'm sure, was very intense for you guys on the ice because Boston was bringing everything they had. But it just, that felt like the Predators hockey that I know you guys can play. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just in the past, previous games, just kind of, a little too casual at times and just with the way we were competing and kind of just a little sporadic. But, I think that game, even when they did have momentum, the bench, whoever's out there still had that intensity. It was just like, we're going to do whatever we can to win. And so it was nice to kind of get that, desperation back in our game, which, last year I thought, that was the big reason why we, got in the playoffs and played well was because of that intensity. So it's nice to get a taste of it. And it's something now that, I think a building block that we can, add on to and dig ourselves back out of this hole and kind of start to get rolling.
We're talking with Ryan O'Reilly on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And Ryan, yesterday we had Hal Gill on. We talked about how important it is communication when you're going through this rough ride. How important in the locker room was everybody staying on the same page and not getting frustrated and then seeing the great results from last night?
Yeah, it was good. I think, we've had a lot of meetings, some meetings good, some meetings a little rougher than others, but, that was one of the biggest things our coaching staff talked about, our leadership group talked about is, making it easy on each other. And, when things start to go wrong, that's when, guys and, we get a little quieter and kind of thinking about our own self. So that was the biggest thing is kind of talking to each other, especially on the ice, communicating. When you have that, it makes it so much easier to be predictable, to anticipate what we're going to do. And again, last night I thought that was key to our success and why we were able kind of to generate more and play a little more up to our speed that we normally do.
So now you're telling a 76 game winning streak ahead. Is that what we got, Ryan?
Absolutely. We'll never lose again. No, it's definitely good to get that first one out of the way. I think, for a bit there's the feelings that we might never win. So I think that kind of we can now settle in and just, like I said, kind of something to build off of. We did a lot of good things with our intensity. And again, it wasn't a perfect game. We made mistakes, but we still just said, whatever, we're going to keep coming at you and found a way to win. And that's going to be a staple of us going forward.
I know wins are great and you love them all the time. Did this one just feel different because of what you guys have been through?
For sure. I think coming into the season, obviously a lot of hype around us and you expect to kind of come in and win games. And, even our first game of the year, I thought we played well, but just kind of found a way to lose. And then next game, it just kind of just kept getting tighter and more frustrated. So just to get this first one, to get into the last kind of 5 minutes of the game and not being in absolute panic was a nice kind of change of pace for us. And well earned, though. I think everyone was relieved to get that first one and everyone played hard for it. It was, I think the best I've seen our team kind of work with the way we competed.
Preds forward Ryan O'Reilly is here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. You talked about the additions and you were one last year and Gus and now Stammer comes in here as well and Marchessault and Shea, you bring in guys that have been leaders on other teams, and then they come in here and, you know, you all want to contribute, but do people kind of lose sight that it does take a little time for that chemistry to develop? You're all used to doing things a certain way. Obviously, you've been here a year now. You know kind of what is expected by Bruno and others in the organization, but do you think that you just had to have a little bit of patience, even though it's a tough league and you don't always have time for that?
Yeah. The difference between winning and losing, it's not a crazy margin, I think. And, you know, chemistry and being comfortable in a system and, you know, it's so important. And yeah, it's tough. You know, you can't expect us just to step in, and there needs to be growth. And like you said, patience with it. And, you know, last game was kind of a little showing of that, of kind of everyone kind of on the same page and working together. But it does take time. It's not easy. And you look at, you know, guy Stamkos has never been on a different team before, how it's, you know, for him to come in and feel that. And obviously he's done an unbelievable job. But just for everyone, it's different. It takes time. And, you know, we're finding it. And it's a fun process.
I know it's one game in Chicago, but how big is it going to be to kind of get on the road for a day or so and just have some good team bonding time before you come back Saturday?
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to kind of get out of town. You know, kind of, we were talking about a few other guys. It's kind of, you almost kind of like to start the year with kind of a road trip where you get on the road together, you know, you're eating every meal together and kind of out of town. I know for a lot of guys, especially, you know, a long homestand, you have tons of people coming in and, you know, it's such a destination city. So, you know, everyone's got family in town and, you know, the team isn't together as much as you like. So I think, you know, getting on the road is such a nice thing to kind of, hey, it's our group. We go on, like we can go, you know, go have dinner. We wake up and you play hockey, and it's just kind of nice. I think it's much more, you know, just a simple kind of mindset where there's not all these other distractions going on. And it'll be nice to get on the road here.
What did you think about Zach LaRue's debut?
Well, I thought he was awesome. I think he was, a spark that we needed. You know, I feel like there was a couple times within like 10 seconds, he had like 3-4 hits. It was awesome to see, but his energy, you know, he's a great hockey player. You know, he's smart, but he works, and he was our, you know, a little water bug last game, and you just feel it was infectious, and it was nice too. I think the crowd loved it. You know, he was a big part of that win that kind of got us going.
I feel like every team wants a guy like that, but if you have to play a guy like that, as I'm sure you have throughout your career, it's like I'm sure it's an opposite effect, but I think he's going to be a good addition.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was, yeah, like I said, a huge part of that. And, yeah, he's, you know, that intensity that that he plays with, that edge that he plays with, it is so important. And, yeah, like I said, we've kind of all, as a group, been lacking that. And he kind of, you know, led the way for us. And that, I think he's 21. Coming in and doing that is very impressive, and it's good to see.
No doubt about it. Ryan, thanks so much for doing this. Congrats on the win. And you know what? Just make it 5 in a row at this point. Let's just keep it going for sure. No pressure.
I like the sounds of that, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Ryan O'Reilly joining us here on the program. Predators forward. They win 4-0 last night against the Boston Bruins at Bridgestone Arena. Their first win of the year. And Ryan had the power play goal to get things going. 102.5, 106.3 the game.